Welcome back to UA, y'all. For our starter today, Ash, for the appetizer today, I asked Mandy to be my co-host in this.
Okay.
And we're going to do intuition tests, okay? So she's going to say a word, and then we have to both say the first word that we think of, and we're going to see if we can intuitively say the same word. So it's like the twin challenge, but bestie edition.
Okay.
And I'm going to really be trying hard to think of what you would say.
Okay, so it's not a say it real fast. It's look at each other deep in the eye and try to figure out the right
word. Then we'll 3, 2, 1,
okay.
Say it.
Okay.
All right, Mandy, hit us with the first word.
Blue.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Ivy.
Eyes. Blue eye. Damn. Oh, I was like, what? I really, really felt confident for that 0.2 seconds where we said the same syllable.
Yeah.
I. Dang it. Okay. Pop culture. All right. Next one.
Faucet.
Okay.
Faucet. Faucet.
Faucet. Okay.
Wait. Okay, I think
I have multiple directions I can go.
I think I have one, and I'm ready.
Oh crap! Okay,
I'm staring at you.
1, 2, 3. Runny. Culligan. Culligan. Oh, you're Culligan.
Yeah, I'm very particular about my water.
She is,
and I have a get this reverse osmosis filter.
Yes,
within my faucet.
She does.
That I strictly. It's all the only water I'll drink, unless it's like. I know that it's, you know, filthy.
Even like when she moved out of Alicia's house, she used to go to Alicia's house with big freaking jugs and fill up because she like is so obsessed with her water.
Yeah. It's tough when you're renting and you can't
do all the things.
Deep changes like that because you don't own the home. So I was distraught.
Distraught. Okay. Hit us with another one.
Hair.
Okay. You got it?
Mm-mm.
Stare into my eyes. Okay, ready?
Hair.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Band.
E-Styles.
Ashley? Are you guys a fan of the show? If you are, we have a VIP subscription that you can sign up to get much more of your girls here.
Become a premium subscriber and get access to exclusive episodes, ad-free listening, discounts on merch, and so much more. Plus, it's only $5 a month, which is way cheaper than your everyday latte.
To sign up, just go ahead and go to the show notes and you can click the link.
Also, if you have any stories that you would like us to read on our podcast, this is your moment to shine. Send your emails at what's the email called, Taryn?
AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com. It can be funny. It can be sad. It can be deep. It can be light. It can be your story. It can be a friend's. It can be short. It can be long. All shapes and sizes are welcome. So send it in today. Last one. This is Ash.
Okay.
Okay. In my brain.
Okay.
Okay.
Table.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Tennis.
Dang it. But you know what? This makes so much sense to me because, like, we're on the same page, but like also not.
But 90% of the time, we're not on the same page.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I feel like it's funny how similar we are.
We're on the same vibe.
Yeah, always.
Page?
Always.
Nah.
But like,
different
Taryn and I are very different in a lot of different ways, and especially in like this way. This is a great example of how Taryn and I are we're just different. You know?
We're just different, you know? Yeah, dude, you know, I think I've talked about it before, but The Basement Yard with Joe Santagata, or I think that's how you say his name. I'm obsessed with him. But their TikToks where they're doing like that type of stuff are like, I like cry laughing because they're just so funny.
Also, and their laughs are super contagious.
Oh, my gosh. I saw a compilation. We should post it because if you guys don't, if you don't know about them, you should because I'm just obsessed with them. But there was a compilation of basically them like fumbling words and then they respond so funny to it. And I was like in actual tears. I was just like sobbing watching it. But we'll post it on our stories because they're just pure gold. But yeah, so that was my inspiration for today's opener.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing so good, Taryn. How are you?
I'm good. You want to elaborate on that? We got an hour to fill it if you want to.
Wow, I feel like I've never recorded a podcast before. I'm doing so good. I had the most relaxing and chill weekend. I had a very relaxed and low-key wedding this weekend, which was refreshing since a lot of the weddings I've gone to have been like a very big deal.
Super extra, recently. Yeah.
Bougie. So this one was so fun and so relaxed. And then yesterday I had like a full couch day, watched the Masters, read.
Okay,
almost finished my book.
When you say watch the Masters, is that like Jackson was watching and you watched with him, or you watched it on your own?
No. First of all, it's me. Well, so, absolutely not. Golf makes me sleep.
Did I call you? Oh yeah. I called you to catch you up on some tea that I cannot share. Sorry, guys.
It was steamy. Very steamy.
I called her and she's like, oh, I'm watching the Masters with my hair up in like heatless curls. And I was like, there has to be more to this story. Like, I can't see you just watching the Masters on your own. But then I never clarified. So I just figured I would know.
My boyfriend was over all weekend and loves that stuff. So it was
golfers. They're hot.
Literally on all weekend. And I did actually like actively watch it.
Yeah.
In between falling asleep multiple times. So.
Yeah. Which is, I think that's how you're supposed to watch golf.
Like I just,
from
I
what
would,
I've watched
I would, like,
my dad,
watch and I'd be asking questions and I'd be watching and then next thing I know, I'd be waking up
yeah.
and I'd be like, what did I miss? And he'd catch me up and I'd be like, okay, cool. And then I'd be watching again. And then next thing you know, I'd be waking up and I'd be like, I think I fell asleep four times.
That was literally every Sunday of my childhood. Yeah. So nice. Do you want to ask me what's new with me?
Oh, I thought we'd just like roll right past that. Hi, Taryn. How are you? How was your weekend?
Hi. My weekend was cool. It was good. I feel like we were talking about this on the way here, but me and Ash are Coachella girlies. Like, we've been going to festivals forever, and this year we like decided to sit it out. And Ashley texted me, I'm having so much FOMO. And I was like, oh my gosh, same.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't expecting because I was so confident with my decision not to go. Mm-hmm. And then when I was watching like people posting stories and just like dancing with their friends and just being like silly.
Yeah.
I definitely started regretting that decision. But
yeah, it was tough. And like, just like Taryn said, like we had actively chosen to sit this one out.
Yeah.
And then the second all the feed, like I had to actually like put my phone away. Like I was like, I can't keep looking because I'm starting to get sad.
No,
so
I was worried about you.
I had to put my phone away and I was like, I'm going to read now. And then I literally just like dove into my book.
So. I was worried about you because I was having FOMO, but you enter into FOMO in a way that like I've never met anyone do before. So I was genuinely like, I should check what
it's not.
Is she okay?
I get sad. I start getting sad and like regretting decisions. And I'm like, you can't do that.
You have to like,
you can
moving.
Do. You gotta like, so I just put my phone away. I didn't look.
Yeah.
I did watch a lot of the Lana set though.
Yeah.
Because
oh my gosh. Her entrance was so,
so
epic.
Good. So
like,
good.
Like, if I had to plan an entrance, me coming in with like a biker gang with like that song playing, that's like.
That's also her
top
brand
notch.
Is like bad boy, biker boy, older.
But
and
like,
the fact that that was the type
so
of guy like she was writing, I was like, oh my God.
She was writing.
Yeah.
I also feel like it was very interesting because it was like, I feel like this year, the celebrity appearances and stuff, it's a lot of like new popular like couples.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like really interesting, like watching the tea on that and like people having all those videos of like Travis and Taylor.
Do you follow Pass the Puss? What's his name? Oh my God, I'm blanking.
I don't think so.
His
name is Jake Shane.
Good job. Thank you.
You know, this is why we have you guys. You keep us relevant.
I blame YouTube. I don't know people by their name. I know people by their handle.
Yeah. No, that's a thing. That's a thing. Yeah. That's a thing.
He posted the funniest thing where he was like, it shows him, like the first slide is him just like holding his face crying. And then the caption is like, I've never felt this before. She was right there. And then you swipe and he's like perfectly behind Taylor Swift, but you barely see his face because he's in the crowd and his face is just like a blank, like shock jaw to the floor kind of look. And it was so funny. And it just made me laugh because I was like, it just made me laugh just seeing like Taylor from that perspective.
Yeah.
And clearly it's her and then he's in the back. And I just think everything he says is hilarious. So
yeah.
It was funny.
No, it's interesting. Also, my favorite moment, though, that I saw in stories was when Sabrina Carpenter was performing and she, like, looks out and waves at Barry.
Yeah.
And he gets, like, so physically, like, giddy.
He's
obsessed with her.
Do you remember the videos of him watching her on the step and repeat? Like, I remember watching that and just being like,
he's obsessed with
her. The level at which he could not look was almost like intoxicating because all you want in life is to find someone who like
a man
looks
who looks at you
like
that.
Yeah.
Yes. And what I love is like I saw an interview where he was talking about his type and he said his type is like petite blonde, like Marilyn Monroe kind of vibes, which she has. And so it's just like, I think she really is like his dream girl.
Yeah.
Like if they break up, I'm worried about him, not her.
Yeah. Oh, so cute.
I just want someone to be obsessed with me.
Oh my God.
Let me live. So annoying.
Any updates on the apps? Oh no. No.
I had another weird one.
Of course you did.
And because everyone's so invested, I will read it to you.
Please.
So I connected with this guy. He seemed super cool. Like our conversation, our banter was very good. This one, I will say, I might have accidentally given a pass.
Oh,
wow. Just because, well, I'll let you be the judge. Oh, he unmatched me. I can't. I get it. I mean, it's been days since I responded, but I think I remember. So he said, his prompt was about, let's make sure we're on the same page about Diet Coke and Pepsi not being the same thing. Mm. And so I responded and I was like, oh my gosh, whenever I'm at a restaurant and the waiter says, I ordered Diet Coke and they're like, oh, is Pepsi okay? Like, I'm genuinely triggered when they ask me that.
Yeah.
And so he was like, oh, so like we should get married. And I was like, which that's my humor.
Right.
And that's where I think I scare a lot of guys out because I'm like, oh, so like we're married. And they're like, she said the M word.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm joking. Like clearly.
Yeah.
So anyways, he said, oh, we're married. And I was like, yeah, we can totally toast at the wedding reception. We can like cheers with vintage Diet Coke bottles. And he was just like, I don't know. He was like gushing about that. And then. He said something about like, okay, my only other deal breaker is I have to be the little spoon. And I was like, oh, so I'll be the koala. Cause he's literally like 6'3" or 6'4". And I'm like, if I'm the little spoon, I'm literally a koala, like on his back, you know?
You mean big spoon?
No, he wants to be the little spoon.
Yes. You said if I'm the little spoon.
Oh, yes, if I'm the big spoon.
Just clarifying for the listeners here.
Thank you. Thank you, Ash. So then he said, he's like, yes. He's like, I'm totally down with you being my backpack all day. Like, I'll take you everywhere. Or I'm good with you being my backpack or something. And I'll wear you all day. And then I was like, ooh, be careful. Like, your girl's thick. So, like, you better have strong legs if you're going to carry me around all day.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if I know the word thick. Some guys are like, oh, she thick.
Yeah. Oh. OCC.
You said she thick. But I spelled it regular. I said CK.
Okay.
I didn't say thick. I said thick.
Yeah.
You hear the difference?
Yeah.
So he said, I love that or something with like the sweaty face, which I'm like, that's fine. Like that's like regular flirty banter.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was like, I'm never taking you off or I'll wear you everywhere. He's like, even in the shower. I was like, that just like you just went, that just like went over for me. Like that was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And like it instantly went from like a flirty little like convo to like, I'll wear you in the shower.
I'll wear you in the shower. Well, I actually don't feel like that's that bad.
I didn't like it.
I would have just done like a little smizey face and like changed the topic.
I thought that was weird. Let's vote. Michaela, Mandy, weird or not weird?
No, I feel like you've had weird. I feel like that.
Yeah, weird. Compared to your other stories.
Oh, this is very mild, but it's weird, right? Like, I think I'll wear you even in the shower. Like, that's very like, it goes from like flirty banter to like, I want to do you. Like, that's the vibes.
And if it came up again and it was weird, yeah. then I would be like, no.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I agree.
I will say, though, out of all of us in this room, I am the professional because this happens sure. to me often. And sure, sure. I felt the vibe already. Like, I can tell just by, like, how the conversation's going. I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, I feel it every time. And for that to come up within the first, like, 3-4 exchanges, I was like, this is not going.
Well.
Yeah.
Bummer.
So I didn't respond. And then the next day he was like, did we break up? And then I just didn't respond. And then he unmatched me.
So you ghosted and he unmatched.
Yeah. But honestly, I was also there's for me, one of the qualifiers I look for is like sometimes like I'll match with guys because they're in my location. But then when I look at like where they live, like he lived in a different state. So I'm like, I'm not going to like go out. You're already making me feel weird.
So there are multiple things.
I'm not going to go out of my way to like salvage this conversation when like you don't even live here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
So I just, we let it go. But that's the update. And I also deactivated again because I just reached my point.
Back to the point.
So we're, you know, I do this. I deleted Bumble. So maybe I'll get on Hinge next month and play around there. So and then I'll delete Bumble. It. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah, that's my life.
Close one, open another.
Nothing. I'm just going to die forever alone. It's fine. The other day, a guy hugged me, this like tall guy that I just met. And I was like, just like touch of another human that's like a tall man. I was just like, hold me.
Hopefully.
He was so sad.
Single.
I don't know. And it wasn't even like, it's not even like I was like wanting something. It just was like, wow, the fact that this hug felt so foreign to me is a little depressing.
Yeah.
But we're going to move forward.
For sure.
We prevail.
For yeah. sure.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Wow. That got dark for
that's
me.
That's Taryn's dating life update.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
This will be our new segment we add to the podcast where Taryn just goes
way,
off on.
Like, if I post anything about, I posted that TikTok that it was like, I finally met the one or something and I like panned and I did like the got him symbol, you know? And the way I got so many DMs that were like, Taryn, you can't do this to us. We're so invested. Like, we got so excited. Yeah. I'm like, I know. I know that everyone's so invested. So that's why I have to give you the updates.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I don't know if any of the listeners ever took sign language, but the whole Gotham symbol, that means in sign language. And every time I see someone do something like that, that's literally all I see.
Yeah.
And I think it's really funny. And I'm like waiting for someone on socials to like blow that up and then people stop doing it.
No, I think it's like known, but I think it's like the whole thing is like, it's like shocking, you know, like when you like go to see someone's like, look, and then you get punched. So it's like, you know, I'm sure whoever started that trend did it because of that.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into the Tearing It Up segment. But before we do that, I just really quickly wanted to give ourselves a little promo here. We do have a premium subscription service.
Yup.
Where you guys can listen to more content of Taryn and I. It is only $5 and there are so many fun things that come with it. You get AMAs, you get solo episodes, you get scary stories. And we just have an absolute blast there. And we've been doing a lot of like a lot of shorties where you guys send in short stories, short experiences, and we'll read the whole thing and then give advice on that. So if you haven't checked that out yet, please do, because it is so much fun and also, it is so worth it.
Also, it is ad free. Mm-hmm. And then also, when we drop merch, you get a discount. So like there's also like other things besides extra content. So we tried to make it like worth it.
And then you could listen to us on Mondays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also one last little, you know, shout out. We are only here because you guys give us content. So please take some time to write in content. It could be literally anything. It could be a friend's story, your story, a funny story, a serious story. It doesn't matter. And you can just write it up and send it on over. Please, more funny stories. Would love more funny stories.
Yeah. Or dramatic ones.
Or we were talking juicy ones about hospitality and like,
oh yeah,
and food service. If you have fun stories from like those types of jobs, send those over. If you're a waiter,
dating apps,
if you're a waiter, write in, please. I want to hear the stories. All right. Without further ado, tearing it up. This one is titled "Taxes Are X-Rated."
Uh-oh. Can I guess?
Oh yeah, this is fun.
Okay.
This is fun when it doesn't fully give away everything. The titles.
Unless I'm brilliant.
Okay.
Okay. So if I'm hearing taxes are X-rated, I'm thinking you have to send in forms for taxes. So she accidentally included an attachment that was like a naughty picture.
Ooh, X-rated. An X-rated photo?
Yes.
Well, let's find out. Hi, Taryn and Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. My name is blank. But I'd like to be anonymous. Her name, bleep it, Michaela. First of all, I think you guys are hilarious.
Thanks.
I listen to you at work every single Monday. Thank you.
I just want to say, I would rather be called funny than beautiful any day.
I fully disagree, but that's fine.
I know you do. But that was so funny because I saw your face just go blank like, nah.
No.
Like,
I was like, oh, let me try to support. Nope. Got that in me.
If a guy says I'm funny, I'm like,
oh, it's a massive compliment. To be sure.
But maybe that just means that like you're not the funny.
I'm okay with that.
You're funny, Ash. You're like, I'm prettier than you. So.
Okay, back to the story. She writes,
please vote. Who's hotter?
Would you stop? Wow.
I'm feeling mischievous.
Your face is so red.
I'm stuck. Hold on. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Continue.
She writes, I work in a tax office and we are currently at the height of craziness with loads of information coming and going. This morning, a client emailed to ask for a copy of his last year's tax return. I sent him a copy through our secure portal and he then emailed again asking that I resend it. I went back to the original I sent to make sure I did indeed attach his tax return. And lo and behold, he had commented on it. I assumed it was a screenshot of an error message that he couldn't open it. I was wrong. It was a video of a naked woman touching herself.
Wait. I'm confused. She sent the video of the naked woman?
Let's start
yes,
again.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm lost.
Full focus.
She sends him. I have ADHD. I can't always focus.
You are on one today. Pull it together. All right, everyone. We're starting from the top. So the client emailed our writer asking for a copy of his last year's tax return. I'm sorry. Taryn is falling apart. I'm going to sip my coffee while she pulls it together.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. I feel like I'm on drugs slightly. Not that I know what that feels like, but.
Sure.
I need a tissue.
Anyways, our person writing in receives an email from their client asking for a copy of his last year's tax return. So she sends him a copy through their secure portal, and he then emails again asking that she resends it, insinuating that he didn't get it. So she, making sure she did her work right, goes back into the original email that she sent, making sure that she indeed attached the correct tax return. And lo and behold, he had actually commented on it. She assumes it's a screenshot of an error message saying that he can't open it, which I've done multiple times. I've been like, hey, I can't open it. Here's a screenshot of the actual error message yes. that I'm receiving. She goes to click the attachment that he included.
And it was a naked woman.
Is a video of a naked woman touching herself.
Ew. First of all, what? But that's the... So he sent it.
He sent it to her. To our writer. Her client writes, sends it to her.
Oh, my gosh. On a tax thread?
A tax thread. Which you're never like... It's never just a one-on-one conversation.
Well, no.
And those email threads. There are always like five people.
And I'm sure... I mean, I know nothing about this, but I'm sure like tax offices and stuff, yeah. like they have like strict rules on like you have to keep all documentation and like conversation. Yes. So it's not even like... If I accidentally text it to you and you'd be like, girl, don't worry, I deleted it. Like, yeah. we're good. Yeah, it's yeah. like, no, that's like now on your...
Yeah, like you have at least five people included on that email thread. So our writer in, Anonymous, says, I quickly closed the video and ran to my coworker's office yelling, there's a naked woman on my computer. She went into my office seeing what I had seen and we were able to delete it. I processed the email back to him, his tax returns, again, everything going through smoothly, making no mention of the horrifying image that I had just seen. And I just want to say, this is not the first time that a client has accidentally sent my office the wrong image, but it is the first that I had personally opened up and seen.
She didn't say anything?
She didn't say anything.
I would have said something.
I feel like it depends on the company you work for. Like, maybe it would be better to just disregard to ensure that they come back to you.
Maybe.
Because you want their business.
Yeah.
You know? It would have, yeah, if it were me, I feel like I would have been like, oop. Anyways. Da-da-da-da-da.
I would be like, can you confirm you sent me the right
yeah.
attachment? Just so I would maybe. I
want to point it out.
I would want to make sure he is just as embarrassed as I was.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a simple statement like, oop. That wasn't your tax return. I think you might have sent the wrong thing.
You could say, I don't think we can write that off.
Oh, porn is not a write-off,
sir.
It's
not a write-off, sir.
Just to let you know. she writes, I hope the story made you both cringe and laugh at the same time. Be careful with your attachments, everyone, and happy tax season. Ugh, I hate tax season.
See, this is why you just never have those videos, so you never have to deal with, like, ever worrying about that.
What's wild is this isn't, sorry to, like, go on to a porn tangent, but this isn't even, like, a visiting a porn site. This is a downloaded video that you have on your computer, and how do you accidentally send that to your tax person?
I mean, I'm assuming it's his personal video.
Possibly.
Because it wouldn't. I don't.
We'll never know.
I don't know anything about that world.
I just, oof. I feel like if I were him and that video was on my desktop, for example, or my phone, like that would be in a completely different hidden folder or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Not available for me to accidentally attach.
Yeah.
You know, that's just weird. Weird.
I just think it's so funny. When people talk about like their hidden folders and it's like full of like dirty videos or pictures, and like right. mine is just like the weirdest stuff.
You have a hidden folder?
Yeah.
Give me an example of weird.
It'll just be like, like something I saw on my body that I thought was dying that I took a picture and sent it to Kit Kat, our nurse friend.
Oh,
or it'll be
like, what are you talking about?
Or it'll
about?
Be like something like just ridiculous that I like wanted to see if I could do it. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You brought this up, not me.
I don't want to talk about it. Anyways, it's nothing.
Karen has a hidden folder full of weird things.
If you're a hacker, please don't try to hack my phone.
Oh, man.
Dang, that's crazy.
But
honestly, that would have been more embarrassing for him.
Oh, 100%.
Than you, so that's why I think you should have said something.
Yeah. Just a little comment insinuating that you
yeah.
did, in fact,
but
see what he sent.
The fact that she said multiple people have done this?
Yeah, she did. She made it very clear. This isn't the first time that her company has received.
That's wild.
Inappropriate attachments.
To your tax person?
Yeah.
I would never send Ron anything like that.
Absolutely not.
I love Ron.
Absolutely.
He's the best.
Not.
Okay. Well, shall we move into our first story?
Let's do it.
I am going to read this one. And it's funny. You know how we always talk about, we're like, when everyone's like, oh, this email's really long. And we're like, no, they're never long.
Yeah.
This one is long.
Okay.
But I think, like, I don't, there's nothing in it that I want to cut out. Like, I think it's like a movie. Okay. Like, we have to go through the whole thing.
Let's go through the
whole
thing.
So even if that means this is our only story, I think it's worth it. Okay. So let's just, I'll try to read fast.
I guess we'll just, like, cut my story.
Ashley, you've talked enough
today. You've talked enough. Run the tape back. Run the tape back. Mandy knows.
I'm shy and quiet. Okay. Wait, do you want to read your story first?
No.
Oh, I feel bad.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to make sure that you don't just disregard my person.
No, I love your person.
Who wrote in also.
I love your person. I think we'll get through it. We'll get through
it. I think we will too.
Okay.
Just get your together.
Okay. Okay. This is titled, Help, I Think I Fumbled My Soulmate.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
I know. Hi, Ash and Taryn. My name is... which you can know, but I would like to remain anonymous. A little bit about me. I am a senior at Cal State University, Chico, studying event management, and I am so excited to be graduating this May. I'm also just now getting into the whole Enneagram thing, but I took the test and found out that I am a 1, and from what I read, that makes complete sense. Mm. It usually does. When you find your number, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wow.
That makes sense, yeah.
You feel a little seen.
Yeah. Okay. This story is a long one, so buckle up. Some background you need to know before I get into my story is that from November 2018 until February 2023, I was in a long-term relationship with my high school boyfriend. We moved to college together in 2021 when in-person school was a thing, and then after the pandemic, lived together and even had a dog together, which is like, if you get a dog together, like, married.
Mm-hmm.
After about a year of living together, things between us started falling apart. But even still, as you can imagine, I was a mess when he told me he wanted to break up after being together for 4.5 years.
Oh,
that was my relationship was about 4 years. And like, it's, you have to literally restart your life. Yeah. It's terrible. Here starts the long journey of me finding happiness on my own and learning what it looks like to be treated right in a relationship. Fast forward to June 2023, I had downloaded Hinge and decided I was ready to put myself out there. I got a like from a guy and easily liked him back. For the sake of this story and his privacy, I'll call him Adam. We hit it off immediately over text, and although we weren't constantly texting, when we were, the messages were super meaningful. I'm talking paragraphs and carefully responding to each thing the other person said. That is like... that makes me like when you can ask multiple things and the guy will respond to each thing separately.
Yeah.
I'm like, you listen and you care. Like, that means so much to me, because usually you'll get a response to just the last thing you said and you're like, hello. Yeah. Like, what
did
about
you not
everything
see the three
else?
Questions before yeah. that?
That's like big time green flag. It wasn't long before we decided we wanted to meet, but I was on vacation with my family when we started talking, and he had just moved to Chico that same week. So we decided to plan something when I was back in town. Adam is everything I was looking for in a man. Nice, caring, respectful, funny, hardworking, successful, educated, family-oriented, handsome, and so much more.
Check, 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 check,
dear
check.
God. I also like that he was older than me. At the time, he was 28 and I was 21. This may seem like an odd match, but ask anyone who knows me personally and they will tell you I need someone older. Adam had even said he was a little bit weary of our age gap in the beginning, but realized quickly I was mature and wise beyond my age. That the week I got home from my trip, we hung out for the first time, and after we were both all in from the beginning. The communication stayed the same with us talking consistently, not every day, but at least every other day, and each message sent being a whole paragraph and carefully crafted. It's important to note that his job is very demanding. It is physical labor, and he works 12-hour shifts 6 days a week. He also worked an hour away from Chico, so he was waking up at 3 a.m. for work every day and not getting home till 6 p.m.
Oof, that was like my dad's schedule.
I know. But the fact that he still is like having good communication for that, yeah. It's that whole if he wanted to, he would. Like mm-hmm. when these guys are like, I'm bad at texting, and you're like, you've been home playing a video game for 7 hours. You mm-hmm. couldn't respond?
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it? Like, mm-hmm. come on. Even still, he made time for me. On top of good communication, we also hung out and went on dates 2 to 3 times a week. If we didn't go on at least one real date for a week, he would feel terrible, even though I was perfectly fine staying in and watching Suits together all night.
Love that. Cute.
Everything between us was so perfect. The way we clicked was something out of a movie. We were both so comfortable with each other from the beginning and opened up about things we normally would have taken forever to open up about. Not only was the emotional chemistry out of this world, but so was the physical chemistry. We had agreed early on that we were exclusive, but never put a title on what specifically we were. Jump forward to August. At this point, we had been seeing each other for about 2 months. He randomly had a full weekend off from work, so we decided to spend it together. That Saturday night, through all of my anxiety, I finally worked up the guts to ask him what we were. To this, I did not get the response I was expecting. Adam went on to explain that he had just found out from his job that he had to move and was being relocated to Southern California.
Oof.
I know. He was leaving Chico within the next month and planned on telling me Sunday to try to not ruin our whole weekend. He said that he was originally supposed to be in Chico for at least 6 months, which is why he was comfortable getting as serious as we did. And he said that he would have been willing to try long distance after 6 months, but basically that since they had only been talking for 3 months, he didn't think that was long enough to justify long distance when we're both kind of people who need quality time with their partner. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we decided we would continue on as we had and then go our separate ways when it was time for him to leave. September 18th, we said our final goodbyes as he left for Chico. I was a complete and total emotional wreck for at least a month after that. Saying goodbye to Adam hurt more than saying goodbye to my ex of 4.5 years. Adam showed me what it was like to be treated properly in a relationship, something I had never had before. With me graduating in May and his job being done in May, we both planned to move to Sacramento for better job opportunities. We agreed that if we found ourselves there and single, then we would try out our relationship again and see where things went. I went on to hope for this for a really long time. A month passed and I hadn't heard from Adam until a random night at the end of October. He sent me a long text talking about how he finally got settled in his new home and asked me how I had been. We exchanged a few messages, which resulted in me pouring my heart out and explaining that my feelings for him were greater than I had originally thought. Unfortunately, I never got a response to this message.
Oh,
I know. So I thought he didn't feel the same and tried to force myself to move on, although I never fully did. At around 10 p.m. on Christmas, I get a text from Adam. So
wait, how much 2 months
later?
Oh, okay.
So she said September they were texting and then yeah. December. 3 months.
Okay.
He said Merry Christmas, asked how I had been, and said he wanted to come up to Chico to see me soon. Mm-hmm. However, at this time, I started talking to someone else exclusively.
Rightfully so.
I told Adam I appreciated him thinking about me and being willing to make the 7-hour drive to see me, but that I couldn't allow him to do so since I was seeing someone. I also told him I was confused since I assumed he had moved on given that he never responded to my last text that I sent him in October.
Yeah.
Oh, October? I don't know. I'm confused about the months, but you get it. He said he understands, but that he had never moved on and thought about me daily.
He did move on. He ghosted.
I know. Well, especially
there's
ghosting,
make zero sense.
Like you let the conversation die, and then there's she just poured her heart out to you and you don't respond.
Yeah.
Like that's not the text you can get away with not responding
no.
to. No.
Yeah.
No. He said he was constantly waiting for the day we could try again and had been looking forward to it. He even went on to explain how we were so perfect together and it always seemed too good to be true. This confused me and made me somewhat mad. I was also happily seeing someone else, so I ended the conversation and just moved on. Well, the guy I was seeing at the time ended up being a complete creepy weirdo, and things between us only lasted about 2 months.
Awesome.
I eventually texted Adam in about mid-February, so 2 months later. I told him that no one compares to him and that I never truly moved on. He explained that he's happy he was able to show me how I deserve to be treated and how high my standards should be, but that after our conversation in December and me saying I had moved on, he finally did too.
Wow.
This is the most like ping pong. It's rough. He said he finally came to terms with the fact that our time together was over and we would never see each other again, and that I needed to accept that too. This destroyed me, especially since he had said he'd been laid off for a month, and had I not been seeing the other guy, he definitely would have come down and seen me. Even with our conversation on Christmas and our conversation in February, I feel like I don't have real closure. For some reason, I keep feeling like our story isn't over, like there's more to come. I know I need to let go of this, but for some reason I can't. I know he's not interested in it anymore, and he made it very clear and even made a point to end our conversation the last time we talked. We still have each other on Instagram, and he watches all my stories, and every time it makes me want to reach out, but I stop myself. It has even gotten to the point where I'm having dreams about him moving back to Chico, surprising me and saying we can finally be together. I haven't seen him in 6 months at this point, and I am still tremendously hung up on him. I compare every guy I meet to Adam, and they never even slightly compare. Every ounce of me feels like he's my soulmate, and I fumbled him for some other guy that lasted less than 3 months. I guess what I'm wondering is, how do I finally move on from this? How do I get myself to stop being utterly delusional about the situation? I'm starting to slowly lose my mind, and this whole situation is affecting my mental health at this point. So I would appreciate anything you girls have to offer me in advice. Sorry for how long this is. Unfortunately, this has been a whole saga for the past 9 months. Even if this doesn't get read, it did feel nice to get it all out of my system, since I feel bad bothering my friends with this all the time. Thank you for taking the time to read my story. I cannot wait for all the new episodes to come. Love, Anonymous. And then she sent us a picture of herself.
I love pictures.
Stunning. Your highlight is like on point, girl. Wow. In this picture.
That's really brutal.
Yeah.
The like falling for someone, it not working out, like you reaching out, then them not being available, then them reaching out and you not being available. It just, it feels like fate is like not on your side.
Yeah,
when,
it's like those,
clearly you guys are still drawn to each other. You know?
It's like all those like rom-com movies where it's like the timing just like never quite worked out.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's I'm curious what you're going to say, too, because the only thing I think what drew me to the story is because I think I can speak into what I think is going on. And this is just off of personal experience. So it could not be the case. He could be your soulmate. Who knows? Like, who knows? Maybe you guys will like find a way to work it out in the end. But I had a similar thing happen where after me and my ex broke up of like 4 years, I was like a mess. And then the first guy that ignited and woke up this feeling of like, oh my gosh, there could be something else and it could be even better than what I've had. I'm not even joking. Me and this guy, it was a terrible situation. Ash knows because she had to, she's heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
I was an actual wreck after him, and we literally basically just talked for like a week. It wasn't even like anything. Yeah, we had known each other previously, and like I had always like kind of had a crush on him, but I, to this day, will randomly think about this guy, and it makes actually no sense why I'm so, like, I had so much damage from him. It makes no sense. But I think there's something about when you thought your life was set, it gets destroyed, and it makes you think, like, I can't ever do this again. Like, how am I supposed to, like, trust someone else? How am I supposed to rebuild a life with someone else for like years? Like, I can't do it again. And then when someone comes and makes you feel like they're not just a band-aid, they're like the cure for cancer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they make you feel hopeful. They make you feel like all of the stuff you went through was like nothing compared to like what your life could be. I think that does something really deep within you. And I think it triggers something that you latch onto with all of your heart and your soul and your mind. And so when that doesn't work out, I think it puts you in a deeper darkness than like the first one that you've already kind of like started healing from. So I'm just saying that to encourage you that I think that's like a thing. I really do think it's a thing. And it might not be Adam, but it might be like what Adam ignited in you. And I think if you take time to try to like separate that from like him, I think maybe you'll find like ways to start trying to heal again. Cause I know when I finally like recognized that, it helped me to be like, okay, like this wasn't him. It was the hope of like something better, you know, yeah. and the hope of like my fairy tale coming and making like all the crap worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's a bummer that the way that it like worked out, and it's heartbreaking to hear that like he had reached out and you had reached out, and the ping pong thing is just honestly devastating in any situation. It's just like, damn, like it, we really couldn't make that work. But I have a hot take. I feel
love a hot take, Ash.
Like, not a lot of people like when I say this, but I personally don't believe in soulmates. And
no, I'm just kidding.
I know Disney trained us otherwise, but I think a soulmate is someone that you have to actively choose to mate with, a soul that you have like chosen to mate with. And I think that you can find multiple people that you are capable of mating with. And you can find multiple people that you click with, and you call them your soulmate, or call them, you know, whatever you want. But I think just because Adam felt like the one doesn't mean he was the one, or doesn't mean he's the only one. And I think allowing yourself to not be boxed in by calling Adam a soulmate, and allowing yourself to not just see Adam, and allowing yourself to see all the other possibilities of soulmates out there, would free up a lot of this pain and pressure of thinking like, man, he was my one shot and I f***ed up. Like, no, he wasn't. And it's not your only shot. And there's so many other people out there. So the second you like, I would just like, really, I hate that word and what it does, or how it made me feel when I used to feel like there was only one person out there for me. And I think, I don't know, I think you're doing a disservice to yourself by calling Adam a soulmate. And I would check yourself for that one, because I feel like we need to be careful who we give that title to. And 3 months of dating shouldn't be like, I don't know, I don't feel like that's enough proof that he could be a soulmate.
And I am very happy in my delusion of I have a soulmate, and
you
he's
sure
out
do.
There. But I 1000% agree with what you just said, because
right?
I think that you are always like looking, or you know how like people are like, oh, like when am I going to find the one? Like, I'm never going to find him. Well, you're going to feel like that until you find him. So like the fact that things haven't worked out with you and him, continuing to be like, well, how am I? None of these guys are going to be him, because it's him. It's him. It's putting like what you said of like giving him that title.
Yeah. It's a lot of power to give someone.
You should absolutely protect that title until you know. I also think one of the main breakthroughs I had after my breakup is I finally came to this point where I was like, okay, Taryn freaking Renee, whether you are meant to be with this guy, the my ex, or not, either way, you separating, like disconnecting from everything, putting like your feet to the ground and like starting to move forward, either way, you working on yourself and starting to fall in love with yourself and your life, and like one step in front of the other, that's not dependent on, oh, I'm trying to get better for, but like not doing things for my ex, and then not doing things to find another person, but just doing things to like live my life. Either way, I need to do that.
Yeah.
So it's great when
whether
you're like,
single,
I feel
or
like,
not.
Yeah, like I feel like I can't give up hope on them. Well, don't. The thing is if you really believe in that one person, if that is your person, like he'll find his way back to you. So I think right now, like you do have to let things go, because you can't be comparing him to everybody you meet, because then no one's going to measure up.
Yeah. Especially if you keep referring to him as this perfect soulmate of a person.
That you fumbled, and that now you're like mad at yourself, and you know what I mean?
It's today's version of calling him Prince Charming and making yourself believe that you have to find this perfect prince on a white horse, like walking in to save you from the evil witch. Like, that's not realistic. And I think really breaking that thought process in your head is going to give you a lot of freedom in like moving forward, finding yourself, finding other people. Like, it's how, I mean, even imagine, okay, I'm going to paint a picture.
Paint a picture. Van Gogh. Wait, was Van Gogh a painter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Van Gogh.
imagine, like, going out with some girlfriends, meeting this guy, thinking he's amazing, like trying to be all flirty and trying to like get to know him and possibly get his number or give him your number. And the entire time he's comparing you to some girl in his head who ghosted him after three months of dating. It sounds mean, but I'd be like, sorry, you dated her how long?
Yeah.
3 months. It's not that long. And then she ghosted you? Yes. She sounds awesome. Yeah, and you're comparing me to her?
Yeah.
Like that is what you're doing to yourself.
Yeah.
And it feels so different when you're on the other side and you were in love and all of this stuff. But like it is holding you back.
It is holding you back.
From living your life. And I'm not saying you don't have a soulmate out there that you can connect with. But I don't, you know, I don't think it was Adam. And like if it is, then he will find his way back.
Yeah. And if it is, like think about your story you tell your children. Do you want the story where it's like, we just kept missing each other. So then I spent 5 years depressed.
Yeah.
And just wondering what he's doing 24/7.
Mommy waited around and brushed her hair and waited for...
Or was it like mommy got herself on her feet and freaking traveled the country and like traveled
the world. Or made a lot of money.
And like found my business, found my best friends, like lived my life. I even dated a few guys and then somehow we came back together. Like it's... I think that I really do think pedestals are a thing.
100%.
And it was when I put my ex on the actual highest pedestal that you can put a human. And it's after ridiculous. Our breakup, I was so depressed until I took him off and was able to look at him like eye level.
Yeah.
And then it was like all of the power that I had given him was like back in my court. And then I was able to actually move on. So
also,
I think
all the power that you gave him was actually your power.
Mine. Yes.
He didn't come up with it. He didn't own it. It wasn't anything that he did in any way. It was what you were putting on him.
Which same for him. Like you're painting him as this like wonderful, perfect specimen. And yeah, maybe he was when you guys were together, but he hasn't been since then.
Yeah.
So I think it's like time that you take your power back, you live your life, and maybe at the end of that road, he's there, or maybe freaking Wesley is out there and he's going to come in on his freaking white horse and you're going to be like, I'm sorry, Adam, who? Like, either way, pining over him and being depressed about him and wanting to reach out constantly is not it. Like, mute his notifications on Instagram if that's something that's affecting you. Move forward with your life and fall in love with who you are and what you deserve on your own, not because a guy's telling you what you deserve. Mm-hmm. And then let's see what happens.
Yeah. I've had a few of those situations where we talked for a few months and then it ended and I was just stuck there thinking, I was just stuck on them and like couldn't move past this like thought of we were supposed to be together. And every single time it was a matter of me unfollowing, blocking, or if that was like one specific person, or just like mentally like putting them away so that I could move on was such a pivotal moment in getting over them. And I think that's something you're going to have to actively do. Like if he's on socials and you follow on socials, block him on everything, turn off the notifications, maybe even delete the app. Like if you're not like me and you don't have to post, maybe even get off of it and detox for a month. Like just, I would love, like that would be so nice. So I would just detox, get away from it, focus on you, focus on what brings you hope and happiness and joy. And then one day you're going to be like, oh, he didn't give me all of that. Like I have all of that within me that I'm able to give myself. And how much more powerful are you now because of that? You know?
No. And I hope it's comforting to hear, because I already know Ashley is, it's please bleep. But that guy took you out of commission and had such a massive hold on you that us as your friends watching were like, I'm sorry, what? Like, he is punching. Like, he is the one, like, trying to be on your level. And he's been terrible to you.
So bad. Yeah.
So bad. But it was like, I could tell, like, you were not yourself forever for him.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then even, do you remember we played that game, which we totally forgot to post. We should, by the way, where we were showing each other, like, someone you would hook up with again.
Yeah.
And you showed him. And it shows, like, we all have that guy. Ashley knows mine. I know hers. that for some reason, and it has to be something like psychologically deep.
100%. Yeah.
They cling to something within us that makes them like fuse into like, I need you. And it's so hard to get over them, even though they're actually usually like the worst.
Yeah.
So feel comfort in that. Like, we all have that guy that we're like, why am I still thinking mm-hmm. about him? Even like, even though like, you know, you're way better.
Yeah.
Like, you knew you were, I hope you knew you were way better.
I do now. And the moment I wasn't aware, yeah. but I do know now.
No, that was brutal watching. But I mean, Ash is like, amazing, like a girl that I always was like, when a guy would ghost her, I'm like, oh my god, like, can you imagine like fumbling that? Like, she's so beautiful and she's put together, so independent, like such a kind heart. And like, when I would watch these guys that were like toads,
it's so frustrating,
phase you, I was like, oh, okay, okay.
But I think one of the things that we're kind of hitting on here a little bit, especially with the like only dating for a few months kind of thing, is what I think got under my skin with this specific relationship that Tara and I are talking about, for me, was the hope of what never happened.
Yeah.
Because we never had a falling out, because we never actually got together, and he never did anything like horrible, it left this person that was all in my head for me to think of.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, if we had actually dated, then I would have had like experiences with him that would have painted him in a more realistic light. But because I didn't actually have those experiences, it was only a few months.
It was all fantasy life.
It was all fantasy, yeah, in my head. So in my head, he's perfect.
That's okay. That's freaking interesting.
I think it's very interesting.
Because mine was the same thing. And with my guy, we had like this whole day where we were just like talking about what we both envisioned like our life together would be like. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he was like, yeah, he was like with his family and they were all like floating in inner tubes, like drinking a margarita and like whatever. And he's like, oh my God, I can totally picture you like right here. And we went on for hours talking about this like supposed life we could have together. And it was everything I had like ever dreamed of. And so mine was very fantasy based.
Yeah.
Yours
also,
was.
Also, yours sounds very love bomb-y.
Oh, very love bomb-y. And then you, also anonymous, you've had so much time where he's been gone and you've just been in your mind, yeah. Yeah. Fantasy based.
Yeah.
So I think we might have just solved it.
No, for sure. It's one of those things where like you see them again in person and you're like, oh, how come you're so much hotter in my head?
Yeah.
You know,
where's your six-pack, bro?
They walk in and you're like, wait, what the f-? Like, what? When did you have you always looked like this? Or they talk and that you and they stumble over your words and you're like, I remember you being so much smoother. Yeah. Talking, you know, and I remember like they're just human and they're not Prince Charming and they're not this superhero coming to save the day, yep, man on a white horse. They are human, and I hate to break it to you, but there's so many more amazing guys out there that are capable of loving you the same, if not better. And I really Amen think the only that. One holding you back is yourself.
Yeah.
And the second that you realize that, the whole world's going to open up for you, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. And yeah, I cannot wait for that to happen for you because it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
I feel like I'm very excited for you to hear what we have to say, because I feel like it was very, I do say so myself, very good advice. And I think if you really embody this, if you embrace it and you move on in this next chapter, then I think like, honestly, the sky's the limit. And it's crazy because so much of my pivotal after breakup growth, I still deep down was hoping that we would end up together. Oh,
totally. I even was waiting though, for him to walk through the door.
Yeah. And even though it wasn't at the forefront of my mind, but as I grew into this like beautiful woman that I had always wanted to be, I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm just picturing like the way we would work now versus mm-hmm. like the shell of a person he had turned me into in our relationship, which is like anyways. But there was so much of me that was still like, you know, if it happens, that'd be cool. But my choices, my life, my happiness, none of it was dependent on him anymore. It was just based on me and my life, and I was genuinely happy.
Yeah.
And then what's magical is there then became a point where when I would like see him or hear stuff about him or whatever, that I started being like, actually, I'm good. You know what I mean? And I like, yeah, move forward. But I think that's where it gets so hard, is we get so like, we feel like we have to be like, F this guy. I never want to see him. I never want to get back with him. And now I move on and I can't move on until I get to that point. No, you can still be like in love and like wishing for that to happen and keep him to the side, move forward and do what's best for you. So mm-hmm. like it doesn't have to be this drastic thing, but one step leads to two, to three. You know what I mean? No, you just got to keep going. Keep trekking.
You just got to keep on keeping keep on. What's trekking. That, Matthew McConaughey? You just got to keep on living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
L-I-V-I-N.
It's a sound.
It is a sound. Wow.
That was really good. Great. Honestly, if I could have heard this podcast back in the day when I was trying to get over that the guy that Taryn and I are talking about, that would have changed my life. If you are listening to this and thinking of one specific person who cannot get over their ex, please send this episode to them.
Literally.
It actually would have changed my life. Dramatically.
No. You said it right, Ash. Dramatically.
I feel like it's one of those ones where I would have just grabbed my journal and started like taking notes and would have immediately like made an outline of like how I'm going to start living out my daily life. Like wake up. Affirmation.
Oh my God.
Go on a walk. Listen to a like Huberman Lab How to Better Yourself podcast.
Yeah.
And then another affirmation.
Yeah.
And just all the good like pour into myself things. That's exactly what I would have done.
No, it's so true. I wish I was my friend back then.
Yeah.
But like this version of me was my friend. Like we were separate people because I would have been like, girl. Well, that's one let of those things
when you like you get into your 30s, you look back at your 20s and you're like, oh, if she only knew. She would have been such a bad like imagine having all the wisdom that we have now, Taryn, in our 20s. We would have been unstoppable.
But it's so cool. And one of the things that like I took away from my last relationship, he was very verbal about like who he thought I should be, and I had a really hard time trying to like match all the expectations. And a lot of the and that's I think where people get confused, because sometimes it's masked as like all the things he wanted me to be were great things, like great characteristics, attributes, whatever, and things that I genuinely wanted for myself. But you can't change and become something for another person and it stick. Like it feels fake. It feels forced. When we broke up and I just worked on myself, a lot of those things came true, but like for me. And it was so different because it was for me. And those are the qualities and the things that have lasted throughout the years and that I'm like so beyond thankful for. So I just think like this season where you do these things for yourself, not because you're like, oh, maybe something will happen or maybe he'll reach out. Like, This is the chapter of your life that you're going to look back on and be like, wow, that was really when I became myself, you know?
And even sometimes I feel like you do use him as a reason to do things.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Oh, I'm going to do this for him. I'm going to do this so that if we get back together, like, this will be me then. And that's how it always starts out. And then like somewhere in the middle of that like process, it's not for him anymore. It's for you.
Yeah.
And then like everything changes. Yeah, in the best way.
Yeah,
it's so exciting.
Agreed.
I'm
excited for you.
Breakups are rough, but like the glow up that comes afterwards is incredible. So I'm excited for you to have your glow up.
Yeah, girl. Okay, I'm gonna end with a Star Wars dad joke that could possibly go over your head, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I feel like those who love Star Wars are gonna love it. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna do it anyways. And someone sent it to me. So Hannah, this shout out to you for sending this to me. Okay. Why didn't Leia email Obi-Wan the Death Star plans?
You're like, who?
Why didn't Leia email Obi-Wan the Death Star plans?
Are you gonna Chewie guess? Ate it?
Oh, that's funny. Okay. That's funny. Ash, that's funny.
Thanks.
Because the Jedi code forbids attachments. Do you get it?
Jedi code forbids attachments.
It's funny because if you're a Jedi, they say not to be attached to people because then it like you can be like distracted or like whatever. So it forbids attachments, but then email because it's an attachment.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. If you made it to the dad joke, you already
either
know
got
the drill.
It or you didn't. Sorry, guys.
We love you the mostest. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this struck a chord for you, send it to someone that you know, or maybe give it a re-listen, maybe download, give us a good review and rating. And then also, if you have a similar story, maybe it's time to write it in.
Yeah.
Just calling that out. Be sure to listen to our premium subscription service where you can get more bonus content of Taryn and I.
The attached, or there's a link in the show description notes. So you guys can just click it and go. Perfect. Just making it easy.
And we love you.
We love you.
Talk to you soon. Bye.